We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Ninth Ward, Dell, here on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, good. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You know, there are several different issues that we face in the black community. One of the things is accountability. We refuse to mark those things that plague us. We don't want those things exposed. You know, we don't want to talk about those things. I am a Pan-Africanist. Now, have you ever heard of that terminology?
No.
Okay. A Pan-Africanist is someone who believes in what must be done for black people, must be done by black people. Okay. And most of the things that injure us, such as, you know, out of wedlock births, healthcare for out of wedlock births, caring for our children, you know, how black women are looking to the government to solve all of those issues. If we ever got back to a true vetting process. Meaning that, you know, when a young lady encounters a man, if she had that vetting process where she had to go and see an elder in her family for approval on this young man she's dating, we could narrow that out of wedlock birth a lot. And would it heal our men that who are making a commitment from the beginning? Instead of making a commitment after a child is born, you have so many black men that are not choosing to become fathers. The women are choosing to make them fathers by giving birth to their child. I guarantee you, and test me on this, anybody, don't take my word for it, ask any man who's not married to a woman if the woman who gave birth to his child asked him if he was ready to be a father.
That's not something that comes up in conversation at that point.
No, and the sad part about it is, most grandparents will meet the father of their grandchild after a pregnancy has occurred, and people are going to hate me for this, but there's no one perpetuating this situation, such as a child having a child more than the black woman. You don't see too many fathers that are proud that their 16-year-old or 17-year-old or 18-year-old is having a child by some character that they don't know. They're not proud of that. But the black women who, in my opinion, are government-sponsored terrorists, I don't care how you look at it, how often have you seen a black father on TV saying, I raised that child the best I know how, and I didn't know he was going to go out and commit this atrocity.
But there are fathers fathers in the black community that do feel that way, and that do follow through. But I understand the point you're making. You know,
No. What I'm saying is, you see more black women that are in the media when something goes wrong with a black young man.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
Then you see fathers. Now, is it safe to assume that, is someone going to assume that there are no black fathers raising kids? Yes, there are single black fathers raising kids. Yes, they are. You know what I'm saying? It's just that you don't see them in the media as you see black women. Now, think about the Marsha Coulter case. The young man that was shot inside of somebody's yard in the Meriden, the guy got arrested. He went to jail. He lost his job. He got indicted, but it didn't follow through. And then a month later, he was back in somebody else's yard. When was somebody going to go and check the mother?
Yeah.
When was somebody going to go and check, where's the father?
Well, and it has become too easy and too acceptable to blame a myriad of other things for those behavioral conditions.
Well, it all boils down to if we're able to, I had this crazy idea. What if the courts would not entertain any issue of child support unless there was something documented prior to having sex, that the person who you're having sex with knows that there's a possibility he may become a father? So it kind of puts them at a standstill. So if you go through the sex process and you go to a court, and the court says, well, do you have documentation? Well, we can't help you. Everything for that child, you got to fend for it on your own. You made the choice to have that child, so you're going to make the choice to raise them.
Well, why was I so different in thinking that if I have sex with this person, I might get her pregnant and I might be a father, and I don't want to do that? Not that I had many people having sex with me when I was young, but I thought about the consequences.
Right. But here's where it falls through. After you have sex with that lady, with a young lady, and she ends up becoming pregnant, your decision to become a father rests in her hands. You follow me? So if you had sex, the condom broke, and it's an accident. Yeah. A decision that you have to become a father is no longer yours. It's hers.
Yeah.
If she chooses to have that child, then she's choosing for you to be a father. If she's choosing not to have it, then she's made a decision for you. You're just stuck.
These are great points, Del. I've had some great calls today. And, you know, this show, talking about this topic, could have gone in any different direction. And I am so proud of the direction that it went in, because we've just had a lot of people talking about the behavior, the human behavior that leads to the situation we're in, as opposed to other things being to blame. I've got a text here that says, damn, Scoot, you've got some truth rolling out of your show today. This is some good stuff. Keep the callers coming. And it's callers like you. And it's been a very, even when I've disagreed with a few people, it's been a very sane, logical conversation. But when you talk about accountability, the things that you talk about, the things that other callers from the Black community have talked about, are the basic tenets for a successful life. It has nothing to do with race. It just has to do with human behavior. It has to do with, you know, because you can't. And look, I knew people who got pregnant, not by me, but I knew girls that got pregnant in high school, and but they only had one. That was it. They didn't have any more.
I've always said that the most difficult position to be in is a white man with a opinion about what was happening with crime in our community, because what you have to say is so limited because you don't want to be called a racist. I understand
that's right.
It, but it keeps you from calling what it is. And we have people in this community, such as Reverend Raymond Brown, Tracy Washington, and some other black activists that are not helping. Because when they see that they've caused something wrong, for example, the gentleman who shot Marshall Carter for breaking the jar, there were activists that went at this man's house and protested for him to lose his job, for him to get arrested. But then once they understood that this was no accident, this kid has a history of this. Do you think anybody went back to apologize to this man and see about getting his job back? No accountability. But it's people like me. I'm calling the coon for standing up like this. I'm calling Uncle Tom for standing up. And I am a Pan-Africanist. I do not need a white person's help. I do not want a white person's help to deal with the issues of my community. And as soon as the white man stops helping us, their form of help, the better off we'll be. Unfortunately, it's easier for people to jump from a building when they know there's a net below. Remove that net, they're iffy about jumping. It's the same way with getting pregnant. If you remove the net of entitlements, food stamps, remove that from them, and I guarantee you it will change the mindset of people.
Dell, I've got to get to a break here. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I appreciate you taking time to express those thoughts and those opinions. You know, it's not about race. It's about behavior. And there are certain things that you can have as part of your culture, but one of those things isn't having a gun and using a gun to solve an argument, to settle any kind of dispute. I am really proud of the callers that we had on the show today. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.